turn your Bibles, we're going to look at all these verses, by the way. But turn your Bibles to John chapter 17. John 17, verses 11 through 16. But we're going to zero in on two verses. So let me read John 17, verses 11 through 16. The Bible says, "Now I am no longer in the world." By the way, this is Jesus. "But these are in the world, and I come to you, Holy Father. Keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you gave me, I have kept. None of them is lost except the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by the truth, for your word is truth." So look at verse 14. There's two thoughts I want you to hear. Let me read it. "I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are, number one, not of the world, just as Jesus is not of the world." So that's the two thoughts. God's disciples, those that believe in Jesus, are not of this world, and Jesus is not of this world. And then look at verse 16. "They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world." So it's pretty important when Jesus repeats something twice in just a matter of two verses that us to get that. So I want us to realize that because we're saved, we're disciples of Christ, we are not of this world. Just as Jesus is not of this world. We are disciples. So I want to define what a disciple is. We're disciples of Christ. A disciple is a dedicated follower of Jesus, imitating the life of the teacher or master, which is Jesus Christ. So as a disciple, we are to imitate the Lord Jesus. Now, I can say that real fast. It just comes off my tongue. It's as smooth as can be. Think about what I just said. We are to imitate the Lord Jesus Christ in our life. We've heard two prayers tonight about this country and the elections and the mess we're in. We are not of this world. We are of Christ. So are we part of that bickering and the division and all that stuff, or are we Christ-like? That's something that you need to figure out. I know that a lot of us, we pay attention to politics and all that, but the truth of the matter is we are not of this world. We are of the world, the kingdom of God. We may not like what's going on, we may not like anything that's going on, but mouth ought to reflect Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We are to imitate the Lord Jesus. So anyways, we imitate the life of the teacher, the master, which is Jesus. Disciples are students of the Word. So if you want to get your heart right with God, look at the Beatitudes, the blessed are statements. And that's imitating the Lord Jesus Christ. Not imitating the world, it's imitating Him. They are, as disciples, given missions. Some of us are called to go to foreign countries to share the gospel, but some of us are called to stay right where we're at and share the Lord Jesus Christ as we imitate the Lord. We are all, whether foreign or here, to share the good news of Jesus Christ as a disciple of the Lord. We are to realize that being a disciple is very costly. You will, if you want to be a good disciple, you're going to give up something. You're also going to give up your time. Some of us will have to give up money that we really didn't intend on giving up. If God calls us to give something, we ought to give it. We better give it. He has ways of getting it from us if we don't. But all disciples have to choose. What do you think the choice is here? The world or the kingdom of God? wrong statement. Again, it just rolls off the tip of my tongue. As disciples of Christ, as we imitate the Lord Jesus Christ, we have to choose. You can't play both sides. You're either of the Lord or you're not. You're either in His kingdom or you're not. You can play around in the world, but what's Jesus going to think about that? I'm not saying you're going to lose your salvation over it, but there will be consequences. So all disciples have to choose this world or the kingdom of God, including us, the church. So as I prepare this message, I always tell you, I'm preaching to me before I ever preach to you. I set this book down, I set my paper down, and I reflected. World versus the kingdom. Amen. Where am I at in that? Well, some of all these verses have something in common. So let's look at it real fast. I'm not sure we'll get to all of them. Run over to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11. There's one main thought I want you to know about this verse. Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from the fleshly lusts which war against the soul. What I want you to hear is that we're sojourners. We're pilgrims. What does that mean? What is a sojourner? We're passing through. Where are we passing through from? We're completely passing through this world, heading to the kingdom of God. So disciples, I went over what a disciple is, and we have to choose. And Peter tells us that we're just passing through this world, and one day we're going to look the Lord in the eye, and He's going to say, you made the wrong choice, or you made the right choice. I'll run over to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 25 through 28. Again, these verses are written up here, 2 Corinthians 11, 25 through 28. Paul writes, three times I was beaten with rods, once I was stoned, three times I was shipwrecked. At night and a day I've been in the deep. In other words, he was drowning. And journeys often in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, and in perils among false brethren. In weariness and toil and sleeplessness, often in hunger and thirst, and fastings often in cold and nakedness. Besides the other things, what comes upon me daily, my deep concern for all the churches. Did you hear that he was in peril over and over and over? His life was not easy. He was a disciple. Did he not choose to imitate Christ and to follow Christ? So Paul knew that he was a sojourner. He knew that he was passing through this world. Where else did it tell us as he was racing? Why was he racing in his race? To get to the finish. He was this is just a part-time thing for him. He was always looking at eternity. So both of these, that's what I want us to hear. We're passing through, but there's going to be trouble. Paul, you're not hearing him complain, oh, woe is me. He's telling us what he went through, and he's going to go through more. He's not scared of this. Run over to Jeremiah 25. Verses 11 and 12. This whole land shall be a desolation and an astonishment, and these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. Then it will come to pass when the 70 years are completed that I will punish the king of Babylon and the nation, the Chaldeans, and the iniquity, says the Lord, and I will make it a perpetual desolation. What he's talking about is God's own people are going to lose their land, and they're going to be held captive for 70 years because of disobedience. But even at that's the reason I read Paul first, even as they were going through 70 years, captivity, God never forsook them. Amen. He never left them. He was always watching them, knowing that they were going through this kingdom on to the next kingdom. Genesis 39. Y'all know Paul. So it was when his master heard the words which his wife had spoken, this is Joseph, by the way, saying, your servant did to me after this manner that he, his anger was aroused. This is where Joseph was accused of rape. Then Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were confined. He was there in prison, but the warden put Joseph and showed him mercy, and he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. So again, why would I have chosen Joseph? You don't hear Joseph saying, oh, woe is me, and crying to get me out of here. He knows that he's just passing through. He's got a job to do for God. And there'll be hardships coming. But we're passing through and we choose whether to do the world's way or do the kingdom way. And we know that Joseph chose the kingdom way. This next one's going to be a little bit hard. Deuteronomy chapter 34.
Choices.
Do we choose this world or not? But a lot of represent Jesus and his kingdom. So realize the kingdom of God, we are to represent him while we're on this earth. If we represent his kingdom, then we belong to his kingdom. You cannot represent somebody that you don't belong to, that you don't know.
Amen.
So we represent the Lord Jesus, his kingdom, if we belong to him. Then we represent his kingdom in or to a foreign country in this world. So we represent his kingdom to lost people. We represent his people that are non-believers, or they believe something different. I mean, we are called to follow this right here. Our citizenship is not in this country. It's in the country of the person that we work for, which is Jesus Christ. So the last verse I want us to look at is 2 Corinthians 5:3. Wayne, you ought to know this in my heart. 2 Corinthians 5:20, I won't put them on the spot, but this happens to be the motto of the RAs. We are ambassadors for Christ. I need to read the rest of that verse, but that is who we are. We're ambassadors for Christ. An ambassador belongs to another country, going to another country. He represents that country, and he talks like that country to the country he's going to. He knows the king or president or the laws of that country when it goes to another country. He represents everything about that country and shares it with them. That's what we are as ambassadors for Christ. We are ambassadors for Jesus.
Amen.
He has given us this, but right there, to imitate him. And we have to choose. Do we choose the world or do we choose the kingdom? Pretty tough. Hopefully we make the right choice. Think about all the things that we're affected by, the things that go in here and we listen in ways that we're ambassadors for Christ. Let's pray. Father Almighty, we love you, we praise you, thank you, God, for this time. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be here, to hear prayers, fellowship with each other, but more than that, Father, to hear the Word of God. God, we have gone over a lot of verses tonight. I pray, Lord, that we would grasp your wisdom from those verses, that we would choose to be ambassadors for Jesus. We would choose, Father, to imitate Christ. We would choose in all instances of our life, Father, to imitate the Lord Jesus. Be with us, Father, as we go home. I pray, Lord, that you would give us protection for